Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's session, we're going to be shifting from the usual Ask John format in that we're not going to be jumping into an overarching theme in this episode. For this episode, I wanted to take some time and go over my career path journey and how I ended up in a career field that I never knew existed. When I was a child, the first career that I remember talking about was a, quote, scientist. By this, I later learned that I wanted to be a genetic engineer. It really came down to I wanted to make my own personal dragon by splicing together a lizard and a bat. Hey, I was a kid, give me a break. I didn't know what I was talking about. Through the next few years to the end of elementary school and into middle school, I came to know that I really did not love and in truth was not very good at the heavy amount of math and science that would be required to become a, quote, scientist and dragon creator. The next idea that I had for my career was to become a fighter pilot for the United States Air Force. My grandfather was a fighter pilot, and I grew up hearing the coolest stories. As well, to this day, nothing stirs my heart more than the sound of jets. I spent most of my time in high school working towards the goal of joining the Air Force Military Academy. The only blip on the career path radar was when I took an intro to psychology course my junior year and thought, this seems pretty cool. Psychology's cool. Throughout the end of my junior year, I sent in my application to the Air Force Academy, got congressional nominations to the academy, and did not get accepted. I was heartbroken and career-wise, completely lost. That was my plan, and I did not really have a backup going forward. So I applied to colleges without a real plan on major or career path. During the application process, I just started telling recruiters that I was thinking of either being a psychology or a chemistry major, simply because those were the two classes that I enjoyed the most and did the best at. When I started at Utah State University, I kind of just kept going with the plan of psychology and chemistry classes. The more I got into psychology classes, the more I realized that I really enjoyed psychology. It was fun to me. It was interesting to me. And thus, that path was born. I spent the next 3 years in school moving towards the goal of becoming a clinical psychologist, with a semester-long detour on a pre-med track that was a mistake for me. I wanted to do counseling, so I thought. It was very comforting as well to have an answer to all those awkward questions from friends and family of, what are you going to do after school? Once I started giving the answer of clinical psychology, people pretty much stopped digging deeper into that. And in the end, that wasn't a good thing for me. So I carried on with my plan until my senior year of college. In that year, a few things happened that shook my career plan to its foundation. First, I took a class that I was supposed to take my freshman year, which was psychology as a career. This exposed me a little to the realities of what psychology was really like outside of the university setting, and I learned that I really did not love that reality. Second, I had some personal experiences with mental health in myself and in some people close to me that showed me that I am not very good at leaving the troubles of others outside of myself. I internalized their pain and struggles, and that really affected me. This is not really an ideal personality trait for a therapist and for my own personal mental health. Third, I learned from an academic advisor that in order to do what I wanted to do, I probably would need to do the PhD route, and 4 to 6 more years and a thesis defense was not what I wanted to do at all. This is when I came to realize that putting up the answer of clinical psychologist in order to get those pesky questions to stop was a bad plan. I had never had my path challenged. No one had brought up these harsh realities of the career field that I wanted to pursue because I had deflected, and now I was in my senior year about to graduate, lost yet again. So I ended up graduating with my bachelor's degree in psychology, a minor in chemistry, and no real path forward career-wise. I took a year off of school under the guise of I'm prepping for graduate school. But that was really a lie I told people to keep people off of my trail, that I had no trail. I spent that year working a graveyard shift at a hotel and researching what I could do with a psychology degree that didn't require a PhD. I had allowed into my plan a master's degree, but still wasn't sold on a PhD. In this research, I found the career path of a school psychologist. It seemed interesting to me. A career that utilized psychology I wanted to do, but not straight up only doing therapy. I also wanted to help K-12 students who struggled at times with mental health like I had. So I put together my application to the Utah State University School Psychology Master's Program. This even led to an in-person full-day group interview. During this interview, I learned that this program was sort of a combined master's PhD program that was much more in-depth than I initially thought. In short, I hadn't done my research on the program, really at all. I didn't get accepted due to my lack of experience and preparation. I was told perhaps if I got more real-world experience in schools, I could be a stronger candidate for next year. Looking back, getting rejected from that program is one of the luckiest things to ever happen to me. But at the time, I was crushed and completely lost yet again. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I just kind of kept moving forward on the school psychology track and quit my graveyard shift at the hotel job to work in a special needs elementary class. That job was mostly a blast, but I learned yet again more about the real-world realities if I was to become a school psychologist. I learned that in many school districts, it's a lot more politics with administrators and parents than actually helping the kids, and that put a very bad taste in my mouth and kind of led me away from that path. At this same time, my younger brother was starting to apply to universities and thinking about what classes and major he wanted to do. Because I was recently graduated, I tried to help him a bit on that process, and I actually loved every minute of it. I loved being able to show my knowledge of major selection processes and incorporate what I knew about my brother into what classes would fit with his wants and personality. This sparked the memory that someone had done this for me, the academic advisors at Utah State. I quickly got in touch with my old academic advisor and set up an informational interview. This time, I had learned. I asked the deeper questions. What were the positives and negatives of the job? How did they get into the position? What was the pay like? What was the work-life balance like? Did I need a graduate degree to be competitive? Where else could I go for information? All of the things. From that informational interview, I learned a lot and was steered towards the Utah State School Counseling Master's Program, to which I applied and was accepted into. To put a long story short, I personally did not enjoy my master's program. No fault of anyone but me. It just wasn't a good fit for me. It focused on the K-12 school counseling, as it was intended to. The title of the program was the School Counseling Master's Program, and I wanted to leverage it towards academic advising at a university, so not 100% a good fit. The thing that did come out of that program, which truly changed my life, was the practical experience that I had to get. In the program, we were required to get a certain number of hours of practical experience. And since I wanted to do academic advising, I tried to find a job as an academic advisor at a university. But I ended up finding nothing. After weeks of searching, I did eventually find a paid position as a career advisor for 10 hours a week. Remember, I wanted to do academic advising. This is a career advising position. This was a hard pill to swallow, as I was currently working at a bank, which I actually didn't enjoy, making really good money though, and that position was not academic advising like I wanted. But after some encouragement from my wife, I took the leap of faith, quit my bank job, and took the 10-hour-a-week position as a career advisor. I figured that advising is advising, and it will be a foot in the door, and I will transfer over what I really wanted later on. That 10-hour-a-week career advising position changed my life and my career trajectory. I loved working in the Utah State University Career Center. It was the perfect amount of psychology and advising that I had been looking for. The office was very easygoing, but still very professional. I was able to assist students with real problems, but there wasn't the weight of it if I made a mistake, I was sending them in a completely wrong direction with their classes, costing them thousands of dollars. Career advising was the perfect fit for me and was something that I had never even knew existed or even knew was a full-time job that I could do. As well, it allowed me to grow and push into other fields that I would have never considered, such as doing a career podcast like I am now. In the back of my head, I was still on the path to do academic advising, but now I really had a great option in my back pocket. After graduating with my master's degree in school counseling, I started looking for jobs. Due to my wife's career path of being a voice actress, someday we're going to get her career story because it is fascinating and amazing. But this is my story. I focused my job search on the Los Angeles area. I applied to probably 100 academic and career advising positions in universities in the LA area. I heard nothing back for months. Finally, I was contacted by one position at USC. This position was to be an academic review and retention counselor. So I thought I was finally going to get my first academic advising position, and it was at the fabled USC. I was so excited. I very much enjoyed my time as an academic review and retention counselor, but it wasn't the fit that I was looking for. I had tasted the sweet, sweet nectar of career advising and realized that that was the path that I wanted to pursue over academic advising. I then applied to, interviewed for, and got the position at the Doran Seif Career Pathways as a career advisor. And now, I'm talking to you all. I wanted to tell you my career story because it wasn't a straight line, and it wasn't easy. It bounced around and was filled with days, weeks, and months of true uncertainty and instability. I started out wanting to be a scientist, and now I'm in a career field that I had never known existed. If you do know what path is for you, great. That is so cool, and I am so amazed at how lucky you are. Pursue that with all of your passion and drive. But if you are like me, and honestly like most people, and your career path is twisted, that's okay too. All of the experiences that you have are valuable, and will feed into where you will end up later. I needed all of my random college jobs, weird psychology classes, a master's program that wasn't a great fit for me, and everything else, so that I can know the things that I know now and help people figure out their careers. And my story is still going. Who knows what will happen to my career journey 5, 10, or more years from now. But I do know that I have the resiliency and skills to make it through. And so do you. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornseif.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.